in retrospect, putting something together in your head. Like,
about that before, how half of the memories we have are like really just a picture in a photo album that we've seen our whole lives. So we've decided that that's a real thing. Like, I have this memory of my 5 or 6 year old birthday, and I remember a dinosaur cake, but really, I'm 99% sure the only memory I have is looking at a picture, because mom had a picture of that cake. But fuck if I actually remember anything beyond that.
Hey, did we ever mention on the show that we record on Friday?
If we talk about the day, it's like,
I don't think
in reference to maybe it's late, like the season, but I don't believe so.
Welcome back to the show that talks about you on purpose. That's right, motherfucker. That's right. Not Trapo. Don't get confused. This is Trapo, technically, but this is a subsection of Trapo called Trapo's Mailbag. Like, if you've never listened to Trapo before and this is your first episode, first of all, I'm sorry. And second of all, Trapo's Mailbag, I guess you call it the format, is one of our formats. We have several formats. The Trapo's Mailbag format is literally just us reading your feedback on our blog. You know, maybe we have nice things to say about your feedback, or maybe we're just going to be reprehensible dicks. It can go either way. We don't know yet, because we haven't read your shit, but we're going to read your shit. By the way, I'm Dustin. He's Kai. This is Trapo's Mailbag, and fuck you. We're gonna read a bunch of comments from our Black Summer coverage, which went over like a lead balloon.
The month of August, we had a bunch of posts, some only tangentially related to black metal. All tangentially related to black metal, but we called it the Black Metal Summer. As you can imagine, there were some quite a few comments that we're going to skip over this evening, because there were a bunch of shitty comments and bigotry.
Right off the bat.
Disclaimer, front.
The bigotry isn't here. That's deleted from the blog. Even if it were still there, I wouldn't read it. Yeah, there were a lot of very transphobic comments, and they're gone. Honestly, I thought it was going to get worse. Yeah, I really thought there would be a lot worse than what we got.
Definitely a few.
And the comments that were deleted, I honestly think that could have just been one person.
Two or three of those rants were one person.
Yeah, so it may have just been one really, really awful bigot trying to spoil a good time for everybody
One or
else.
Two shitty people tried to ruin Black Summer. But you know what? We deleted their ass and moved on.
And we did a perfectly good job of ruining Black Summer on our own.
Yeah, it's like, look, we don't need your help, motherfucker. This shit's already barely Black Summer.
Did you listen to the Black Gaze episode? Did you listen to it? We didn't need your help, because it went over so poorly. We're probably going to do it again. Black Summer 2, and we might do it right.
Maybe we'll do a deep traditional dive into porn. But probably not. We'll probably not. Fuck it up. But tonight on Trapo, our first comment is on the first episode from our Black Summer extravaganza.
Trapo's Black Mailbag.
Black Metal Mailbag.
Oh,
not the Black Mailbag.
Trapo's Black Mailbag. That sounds like a porno I saw.
Trapo's Black Metal Mailbag.
Which is actually a series of comments that turns into a discussion about black metal between a bunch of you listeners. First one, of course, dear old friend Anonymous. A lot of your listeners apparently have really bad taste in black metal.
A reply from a new commenter, Chicken Nuggets. I think Chicken Nuggets got scared off by this, because they did not come back, I don't think. I disagree. The picks might have been a little woman-heavy, but it's pretty decent stuff. Feminazgul is awesome, and Cold is cool. I've thought about getting laid in the cemetery before, but never really seriously considered it until now. I think I'm sold. I want to be a ghoul. All right, Chicken Nuggets, you're welcome back anytime. If you listen to the show, you won't, but if you do, come on back, buddy. We want you to be a ghoul, too.
The only other comment on this post is by new component. I think I had a stroke. The last comment on this post is by new commenter De Magia Veteram. You need to check out Mastery. They're a relentless USBM outfit. Pushes into more experimental territory with their output. Their masterpiece is 2015's Valis. Disorienting and psychotic. An excellent representative of what black metal can be at its best. Fuck so-called purists. That's just another word for fascists. Black metal is better than those thugs.
Mastery. Their masterpieces. 2015's Valis. All right. I've never heard of them. But you know what? I think you might listen to them.
We'll consider checking it out.
Since this guy wasn't a dick. Thank you for those comments, all three of you. Once again, there were more comments, but they're all gone now. But,
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
And now we're back with the next group of posts from the Trapo Investigates.
Jesus.
The second episode of our highly successful series, Trafo Investigates the Black Gaze Connection. You know what? This is one of those things we might just let it die. There may not be another Trafo Investigates. I don't know. We might. Sometimes we have to learn our lesson. This time we might not do it. And our first comment on the Trafo Investigates post is from a returning champion, Anonymous. This show did a horrible job of investigating anything. Is that the joke? Is this a parody of a real podcast? I somehow know less about Black Gaze after listening to this shit, and I didn't think that was possible.
That's how we felt, Anonymous. So welcome to the fucking black hole.
Yeah, I guess we did our job, if that's what you take away from the episode, Anonymous. So you're welcome. And you know what? Thank you for the comment. Seriously, why not? Thanks for the comment, Anonymous. Come on back and don't be a bigot.
Our next comment is from Can I Be Your Friend?
No, you I don't can. Know yet, man. I don't know yet.
Yeah, we'll see. I would like to hear more about Alcest. I've never heard of them. I'll say. I would like to hear more about Alcest. I've never heard of them before, and they sound interesting. I don't really know what Black Gaze music is, at least not before I listened to the show. I think I have a handle on it. Maybe this wasn't exactly comprehensive, but it seemed like an okay primer for newbies like myself. Thank you. Can I be your friend?
Can't be our friend because now we know they're lying. They think they have a handle on Black Gaze after listening to that episode? I don't think so. But thanks for the comment. Our next comment is from, I'm going to say new commenter because I don't recall 545 before.
I think their messages were in there that you deleted from the previous post.
Oh, because they were going back and forth with the
I think
the
they bigot. Told someone to stop being a fucking bigot.
Yeah, so I couldn't just leave their comments in because it wouldn't make any sense. I'm going to still say new commenter. 545. I never really understood what shoegaze was to begin with, so the whole Black Gaze thing just mystifies me. I'm not a big black metal fan, but I'm dipping my toes into some of the artists you guys mentioned on your show, and I think it's pretty decent stuff so far. Maybe I'll listen to your shoegaze episode soon. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do it. 545.
We made it. We're telling you not to do it. But thank you for listening.
Listen to every episode of Trapo in a row.
Yeah, you will be even more confused than you were now.
If you can make it halfway through the first part of our series premiere without passing out, then you are a stronger man than I. I had to edit that fucking thing. I almost fucking died 3 times.
It took that long.
I almost died of old age. I was 27 when I started editing that.
Speaking of dying old age, we have another comment from returning friend Anonymous. I was in a coma for 10 years, but some kind nurse played me this podcast, and I miraculously woke up, and I had to tell you how much I hate this show. I want to go back into my coma now, because the world sucks. Everything is miserable.
I want to go back to my coma.
This is a real comment. We didn't make this up.
Look, I'm sorry that our show made you wake up to the realities of this horrible existence.
Yeah, the best part is, it's like, you know what? You guys kind of suck, but the whole fucking world sucks. So I just want to go back to my coma. I'm sorry you had to wake up that way, Anonymous. To these annoying voices, it's not a pleasant wake up. But thank you for your comment.
Yeah, thank you for the comment. I'm so glad that you've recovered. And also, I'm sorry. And our final batch of comments, we're moving on, is for Spotlight, the Origin of the Alimonies by Liturgy episode. You probably read the Word Salad post, the Super Serial Killer, Gosh Spice. This isn't bigoted. I guess we could read this, yeah. And our first comment on the Spotlight of the Alimonies episode blog post. Are we on a blog? Word Salad, new commenter, Word Salad, who says, personally, I'm a big fan of bare breasts on album covers. The world would be a better place if there were, in fact, more bare breasts on album covers. Musical content be damned. Did you know they still make Now That's What I Call Music compilations? You would if there were bare breasts on their album covers.
True story, Word Salad.
Is that true? Do they still make those?
Oh, yeah. There's a digital version.
It's
just a playlist.
Yeah, it's a playlist.
Pay $8 for this playlist you could make on Spotify for free in 5 seconds. I don't know. Doesn't make any sense. But it's so funny. People still buy it, apparently, because they still make them.
Their most recent releases were Now That's What I Call 90s Pop and Now That's What I Call Music 87. They're still making this. They're still making this shit.
This bonkers. Thank you for bringing this to light, Word Salad.
They still want you to pay money for it. Wow. I guess I probably would know they still existed before right now if they did in fact have bare breasts on their album covers. That's a good point.
Anyways, thank you for your comment. Our next comment is from, I think, new commenter, Super Serial Killer.
Oh, that's new to me.
Serial, like the breakfast cereal. What the hell is going on with this music? Is the band crazy? I mean, really, is the lead singer mentally ill? I don't know how to process the information. It's out there, man. The tunes are cool, I think. There's real impact to the music, but I don't think I'm on board with this evolved religion nonsense. Sorry, I'm on board, as in I got bored with this podcast. B-O-R-E-D instead B-O-R-E-D. Of a board. You know, don't think Triple H is crazy.
I don't think she's mentally ill.
I don't think she's mentally ill. Maybe has some weird ass ideas, but that's fine.
And then we have a reply to Super Serial Killer from new commenter Gosh Spice. Not Goth Spice. Gosh. Oh, gosh. Gosh Spice says, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do goofy. Gosh Spice says, cut that out. You don't have to be on board with the artist's religious beliefs to groove to the music. I think you're being unkind calling her mentally ill. Her ideas might be a little out there, but she's not hurting anybody, and this music is fucking awesome. There you go, Gosh Spice.
Indeed, Gosh Spice.
Gosh.
Gosh.
Every time I try to think of like how goofy, gosh. Like, I can't do goofy. That's fucking dumb. Hey, this is great. No one needs to hear my goofy. Let's talk about our old friend, Archbishop Mac.
Next comment is from returning champion and friend of the podcast, Archbishop Mac. I would argue that Hunt Hendrix's religious beliefs are an intrinsic part of her music, and I have no desire to separate the art from the artist in this case. She's a fascinating figure, and her music is made more fascinating the shit you do. In a truck stop bathroom. I don't know. Anyways.
Oh my God, we'll cut that out too.
please cut all of this out.
Alienate one of our only three fucking friends left on this podcast.
One of the last three people listening. She's a fascinating figure, and her music is made more fascinating by its close association with her theology. She clearly takes inspiration from William Blake, another out-there figure in history who was judged harshly for his somewhat revolutionary belief system by contemporaries. And that's pretty good company. Thank you, Gentle Traps, so much for this long-winded episode, and thank you for introducing me to what I'm sure is going to become yet another of my unhealthy musical obsessions. I had no knowledge of this band or Hunt Hendrix before I tuned in, because I have no real interest in black metal. Now I own digital copies of everything Liturgy has released to date, and I'm pretty much listening to their catalog exclusively when I'm on the road. I'm also watching Hunt Hendrix's YouTube videos, Max going deep, which provide a fascinating new context to her music. So thanks for mentioning that in the episode as well. This episode is one of those really weird deep dives into a brand new to me topic that I found genuinely captivating. Now I need to check to see if any of the band's upcoming tour dates might coincide with my time on the road. Maybe I'll get lucky and find myself, a middle-aged trucker with a scraggly beard, attending a Liturgy concert in the near future. Here's hoping. Thanks for never disappointing me with your bizarre topic choices, and long live Black Summer.
Sometimes you really just need a good confidence booster.
Exactly.
Talk about a cheerleader. I mean, I want a middle-aged bearded trucker cheerleader is what I'm saying.
And that's what we've got. Thanks, Mac. You're the best.
That's what we've got.
Well.
I got a picture on my phone now. I won't share it. I won't do that. It's like, I won't come in your burrito.
Hey, Roach. Roach, come meet some people.
Who stole my goddamn burrito?
No, it's there, Roach. I just moved it to make room for my coleslaw. Look.
Did you mess with it? Did you come in it? Did you come in my burrito?
I didn't come in your burrito. I wouldn't do that to you.
I wouldn't do that to you.
I'd do it to someone else.
Come in a burrito. Yes, I've done that. Anyway, cutting all that out. Next comment is from new commenter and the Grim Specter of...
Liturgy sucks. They've always sucked. Art school posers who tried to co-opt the black metal sound for their pretentious wankery. Transcendental black metal is such a bullshit term.
Offensive to the real fans. Good black metal already is transcendental. Nobody should have to read a rambling manifesto to supposedly understand your amazing and challenging work of art. What a waste of time and energy.
And I would argue the greater waste of time and energy is you writing that dog shit comment. So thanks for that, and thanks for wasting your time listening to our episode, you dumb asshole. Let's move on to our next comment, Kai, right. Before I keep rambling and hating this piece of shit.
Our next comment is from new commenter Hello.
Hello.
I don't know what liturgy is. I don't really care about transcendental Kabbalah or any of that oddball religion stuff. But I listen to some really cool music. That's all I care about. It's awesome. I appreciate what the episode of the podcast is doing. And there's a lot of information here. Maybe too much, but that's up for debate. There's too much.
That's the whole point of a spotlight. That's why. Yeah. That's what it is. It's too much.
There are a lot of technical issues here, and that made it really difficult to listen to at times. A lot of scratchy microphone stuff. That's my fault. I'm sorry. And it can get really annoying. And the guy who is talking all the time yawns a lot. Yeah, that was also me, which doesn't make listening to the podcast any easier. But I listened to the whole hour, and I like liturgy now, so thanks. Well, thank you, and you're right. Dustin kept talking. It's late. We record this late at night. Late.
If I find a topic like liturgy and I start discovering shit, I'm not going to stop. Oh, you know what? I think I'll just stop. No. The whole point of this shit is you lose yourself in the topic. Wow, there's a whole bunch of weird shit and bizarre connections. When somebody literally invents a new religion, you don't think I'm going to talk about that? Are you fucking crazy? Of course I'm going to talk about that. She literally created her own theology, and it's goddamn fascinating. So you're welcome. Hello. And guess what? Next time we do a spotlight, probably going to be even fucking longer and more boring.
We're going to make it more boring.
Our next comment, dear friends, is from returning champion Sammy, not my real name. And you know what? I have a sneaking suspicion at this point. This might just be Sammy. That might be his real name. Or her, their real name. Uh-huh.
Do I need to read this so you can speed it up like all the other Sammys?
Yeah.
This theology is complete gibberish. It's deranged. I think the music of liturgy is fine, and the origin of the alleluias is definitely the high watermark. But Hunt Hendrix is kind of loony. That's fine, I guess. She's not hurting anybody with her religious daydreams, but man, that's just out there.
Yeah. I mean, no, whatever. Thanks for the comments.
Indeed. Thanks, Sammy. I don't know. Read the next one.
We got a reply. The Elf Sires, old friend of the podcast. Is Transcendental Kabbalah really more out there than any of the world's major religions? Seriously, is it? I don't think so. At least not what I know of it. I don't think it's any more inherently ludicrous than vanilla Christianity. I'm not a believer of any organized religion, but she's not exactly throwing out a bunch of insurmountable ideas and concepts that would break the minds of devout believers. Plus, I think it's interesting stuff to read about. Building your own detailed personal religion, and that's quite the undertaking. Good for her, whatever works. The music's also fucking amazing. Thanks for the ridiculously detailed episode, Traps. Thank you for the comment, the Elf Sires.
And Sammy, not my real name, had another reply.
I guess I'm not really a religious person, so maybe I'm being unfair, but I was raised Presbyterian, and despite my lack of belief, the system seemed pretty straightforward to me. What Hunt Hendrix is presenting as theology is really broad and strange, at least the way I understand it right now. It just sounds weird to me, but I admit that it probably isn't that much different from other more established religions if you really break it down. And I guess she isn't exactly proselytizing, is she? I don't get the vibe that she's necessarily trying to convert anybody as much as she's just building a belief system that works for her, which is what they said in this episode. That's cool. I can respect that. And the music's still great.
Thank you for clarifying, Sammy. After probably listening to the album again or thinking about it again, Sammy comes back. It's like, you know, probably not any different than anything anyone else is fucking saying.
I think the Elf Sires rubbed off on Sammy a little bit there.
And sometimes it just takes one comment to make you think about your other comments. You go, oh, you know what? Actually, that was kind of unfair. Maybe I was being a little judgmental or something. That happens to me all the time.
We can grow and change, Kai.
Indeed.
And I think Sammy just grew and changed a little bit.
All because of another kind comment. Man, it's really weird when you do that in front of like 26-year-olds and they're looking at you like,
the fuck are you talking about?
Just had a little revelation right in front of you people and you have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. So let's get back to the ABCs.
I just realized Andrew Dice Clay had a sound bite in fucking that EFM song.
Yeah.
You're unbelievable.
I saw that on my fucking 10-minute break while you were at recess, and it blew my fucking mind, and now I have to come in, and we gotta talk about math and shit? Oh, fuck.
First, we're gonna talk about the Dice Man, so everybody...
It's like, all right, kids, we're gonna watch Andrew Dice Clay right now.
Don't tell your parents. Don't tell anybody.
You know, there's not a lot of ways you can get fired as a contracted teacher, but...
Oh, that'll do it.
Showing the kids... A Dice Man special is a surefire way to get fucking canned.
You ever heard the hit comedy album, The Day the Laughter Died? Well, you're going to hear it now, kids.
Yeah.
You're going to hear 5 minutes of it, and they're going to drag you the fuck out, kicking and screaming. Anyway, our final comment on the liturgy thread is from returning champion and probably the best friend of the podcast. Max Power writes, a genuine work of art. Has Hela Ravenna Hunt Hendrix had a revelation? Has she discovered our new covenant with the divine? I think she might be onto something. There are many pathways to enlightenment. Is the origin of the alimonies a creation myth, or is it the book of New Genesis? Liturgy has absolutely transcended black metal. Thanks so much for going big with the spotlight episode, Traps. I ate it all up like a bowl of Count Chocula. Thank you so much for that, Max Power.
Thanks, Max. Oh, this comment was from yesterday.
I ate it all up like a bowl of Count Chocula. Kind of sounds like a rap lyric.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, what are you going to rhyme with Count Chocula?
Trapula? Our next group of comments is from the conclusion to our Black Summer coverage, the Black Summer Album Exchange. I didn't know if I had mentioned this. I didn't know, but she changed her name. Her name is Hela Ravenna Hutt Hendrix.
I didn't know
this. There was no announcement. It went from one YouTube video to literally the next video, she was Hela. So I'm like, oh shit. But yeah, that was recorded in, like, I want to say January of 2023. So that wasn't our fault. Anyway, the first comment is I guess you'd read it, right? Your turn.
It's fine. It's about my pick too. Returning Champion Anonymous. Dope Throne is not black metal. It's not even close. At least the weird noise jazz witch record has black metal vocals. Electric Wizard isn't black metal, and you really should have picked another record. The beautiful thing is, it's our podcast, so we can pick whatever the fuck we want. Oh! You're right. Dope Throne is metal.
Yeah, it's metal.
But that's about as close to, yeah. It's not black metal, but it's what I picked, and Dustin didn't tell me otherwise, so we so fucking moved on.
I like the Dope Throne anyways.
And the point is, if we find music that we like and it vaguely fits into these categories, then that's what we're gonna pick and we're gonna talk about.
I told you years ago, hey Kai, you should listen to Dope Throne by Electric Wizard. Well, guess what? I finally listened to Dope Throne by Electric Wizard and liked it, and I'm supposed to tell him we're not gonna talk about it? Fuck you. We're gonna talk about Dope Throne, and we talked about Dope Throne, and fuck you, Anonymous. You may have noticed that none of the music on the Black Metal Album Exchange is black metal, so shut the fuck up. Our next comment is from Santa Claus Kai. Old Saint Nick left a comment on the blog.
Holy shit.
It's real, Kai. It's real.
His love is real.
These are some really bizarre choices that are stretching the inspired by black metal narrative. I don't think any of these picks are bad. I have no familiarity with Cicada the Burrower. Most people don't. But you probably could have chosen some stuff that was a little more closely related to actual black metal if this is all part of your whole Black Summer collection. But it's not my show. You're both on the naughty list, though. Shit.
Thanks for your comment, Santa Claus. See, you could tell us we fucking are horrible and we should eat a bag of dicks and die, but if you label it Santa Claus and you tell us we're on the naughty list, we're gonna laugh and read your comment and move on with our lives, because that's funny.
But also, at this point, Santa Claus, if you listen to the episode, I think you are familiar with Cicada the Burrower now. So you can't say that now. So I think maybe you're on the naughty list now, motherfucker. But thanks for commenting.
Indeed. I said indeed a lot.
You say indeed a lot. You want to know what else you said a lot, motherfucker? Because we had to split we ended up recording the last, it wasn't the last half. We each recorded, it was like the last third of the Essential Albums Part 3. I noticed very quickly when I was editing that first chunk, you were saying, I don't know a lot. I took it upon myself. I cut out every instance of you saying, I don't know. It's none of those are in the episode. I had to. What I did when I cut every one of those instances out, I saved it and just kept them all there in order. When the episode was over, before I deleted everything and cleansed the timeline, just to see how long that chunk of time was, like how long would this go?
How long did I say, I don't know?
Every time you say, I don't know, it's about a second. Each one of those little bits is about a second. When I rendered the file of you saying, I don't know, and there's not a single repeat, by the way, not a single repeat. It was 2 minutes and 27 seconds long. I believe that means you said, I don't know, approximately 147 times. Yeah. One day, the Kai I don't know supercut might rear its ugly head on Trapo. It might happen.
You're bored and you got an extra 2 minutes to fill. Our last comment is from returning friend of the podcast, John Doe. How creative is Blight Witch Regalia? You listen to that album and you feel like you're losing your mind. It refuses to be categorized. What is it? I don't know. I don't care how anybody tries to label it. I just call it fucking cool music. Indeed.
Well, thank you for that. It is fucking cool music. You know what? It's all fucking cool music. I even like Mutterline quite a bit. I don't know. I know we didn't put that one in the canon, but yeah, it's still worth listening to. It's worth your time. It's all great. So fucking give it a shot, kids. And I'm glad that some of you listened to this episode and found some modicum of enjoyment from it. How do we wrap this? It's a mailbag. Okay. Thank you, John Doe. Thank you, everybody who commented, except for the other people. You know who you are. The awful people. Except for
the shitty buttholes.
Yeah, fuck all of you people. What was it? Satan's peppery butthole. Is that a thing?
That was a thing.
I'm sorry. Anyway, thank you to everybody who commented. It's always fun to read comments from people. It would be more fun to read emails if people would, you know, send us a few. If you want to be on the next episode of Trepo's Mailbag Leak, literally the next episode, because, you know, that could happen. We could squeeze you in.
We can.
What you do is, we got this thing called the blog. We got the official Trepo blog, treposhow.blogspot.com. You can go there and go to any post, really any post, because I get email alerts for every time someone leaves a comment. So it doesn't matter if you leave a comment on our first post, I'll know about it, and we'll read that comment on the next episode of Trepo's Mailbag. It's great. Tell us whatever you want. You can talk to us about, like, the recent topics we've been going on. You can ideas for future topics. You can leave recipes. We're okay with that. We like recipes.
We literally want your grandma's recipes.
Yeah, we're totally into that stuff. We might cook them and then review them on a future episode of the show. It hasn't happened yet, but it's not outside the realm of possibility.
We will review your grandma's cornbread recipe, but you got to send it to trapposhow@gmail.com if you want to send an email, that is.
Right. Hey, look, it could be a really long recipe. Really long, complicated cornbread. That sounds weird. Really long, complicated cornbread.
Send us pictures of grandma's handwritten recipes. I don't care.
Send us a picture of grandma's toilet. trapotoilets@gmail.com. TrapoToilets@gmail.com. Take a picture of grandma's toilet. Take a picture of grandma sitting on her toilet.
Take a picture of grandma's toilet.
Chapel toilets, chapel Gmail, chapel box. Send us comments, leave us emails, do all that good stuff, because we love it. We love to hear from you. Your feedback is the, what do you call it? It's the oil that keeps our shit lubricated. I didn't know. No, I can't.
Wait a minute.
Your comments are the oil that keeps our shit lubricated. Cutting that out. Anyway, thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for commenting. Thanks for not sending us an email as per usual. And next time we do a mailbag, if you're listening to this episode, actually, it'll be too late by that time. Yeah, by that time, we'll have already recorded the next mailbag. So, yeah, you're shit out of luck, I guess.
Well, don't tell them that. They'll just not comment.
Right. We'll get to it eventually. If you leave a comment, we will get to it. Next time, there'll be more Trapo goodness. Not a spotlight. We haven't planned one of those, but eventually. But until then, dear listener, there's only one thing left for you to do. Well, I guess, take it. Go ahead. Tell them what they got to do.
Get the fuck off the internet.
And that's it. Then we get the meat, then the music comes up. Listeners of our show who came out as transgender while listening to the show.
Yeah,
I think one it's is like a unicorn.
We have 12 listeners. Two of them have transitioned during this time.
Two of them have transitioned, and at least three of them have now met in person and most likely engaged in some kind of sexual act,
or just went watch Barbie together.
It said we watched Barbie among other things.
Yeah, there's some insinuation. What a strange.
Think about it. There is a non-zero chance that we helped set up a three-way. Simply by existing as a show, we helped facilitate a three-way.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this world?
This is the greatest world that has ever existed.
What the fuck is this world?
We are not living in a simulation. This is too fucking straight. This is too weird to be real. It's too weird to be real. So maybe you're right. You're unbelievable.